Parshas of Vayakov Kudei is in many ways, we spoke many times before about, seems redundant to the Maisei of to the Maisim of the Mishkan, it's redone again, but there are a few Nekudas here that are very important to be oimed on them, and Bemis, they are Megala, there's a lot more here than we had before. First thing is, in Parshas Pekudei, it starts, Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdus HaShepuk HaPi Moshe. So the Mishkan is called Mishkan HaEdus. So Rashi says over here that it's called Mishkan HaEdus because Eidus LeYisrael Shevita HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'aseh Egel. So the Mishkan forever is going to be an Eidus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mevata Ma'aseh Egel, and that's why it's called Mishkan HaEdus. The Ramban over here learns different than Rashi. The Ramban says that it's a lot more mistava, since you already have the word ha'edus comes also on luchos. Luchos are called luchos ha'edus. Those are the two things that are called edus. The luchos are called luchos ha'edus, and the mishkan is called mishkan ha'edus. And b'meila, it's mistava that it's called Mishkan HaEdus because it's going back to the Luchas. So it's as if the entire Mishkan is a Mishkan for the Edus, which is the Luchas, which is Luchas HaEdus. Ramban is with his Mahalach, with his Shitasa, I guess. The Ramban says that the entire Mishkan is a Chetimtza to, it's a Chetimtza to be around the Olam of Torah. So the luchos is not just an important ingredient. The whole Mishkan is there for the luchos. So if the luchos are the edus, the memela, the Mishkan is the Mishkan edus. What it does need a hesber is then why of all the properties that we talk about of the luchos are maisalakim, etzbelakim. If you needed to describe the luchos in a way that the luchos need to be the center of worship, so the fact that the luchos are edus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nice. It's an edus that we were there and so on and so forth. But why would that be the focal point of everything? I mean, the man lemashal is lemishmeres. You have a tzenes haman. And the reason why you want to keep the Tzaddis Haman is L'mishmeres, to be a riot that there was a Neis, that Kadosh Baruch was Machal Klal Yisrael. Over there it makes sense. But you don't build a Mishkan around the Tzaddis Haman. It's the Tzaddis Haman is an Eidus. It's a riot. In what sense is the Luchos HaEdus the element that warrants building a Mishkan around it? That's one Shaila. There is a stira here in Chazal. Seems almost a very, very strong stira about the what exactly is the role of the kalim versus the bias. So there's the famous Chazal. It's actually in Koheles of all the places. It's not by us, where it speaks about Toiv Chochma and so on. So Chazal say over here that the Moshe Rabbeinu and Bezalel were having a vikuach as to where they should put which would come first. So it says that when Moshe Rabbeinu told Bezalel to be go in and to build first a Mishkan, to build the Kalim first, so Bezalel said the Lashon is, and what's going to be with the Kalim? They'll stand in the air. They'll stand in the air. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Betzel Kelaisa," and you're right. First, build the Mishkan, and then put it there. So it's very, very clear that in the machlokes between Moshe Rabbeinu and Bezalel, there was a machlokes which comes first. We've spoken about it in different ways, explaining the machlokes. Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzad the tachlis and tellus. Bezalel was mitzad the chetinza. But be it as it may, in the building of the Mishkan, you have this machlokes Moshe Rabbeinu and Bezalel. Moshe Rabbeinu held that you start, well, at least he said, he had told him to start with Kalim. Bezalel said, and the Lashon is, v'chiyamdu ba'avir, are they going to stand in midair, do nothing? Like you can't have a shulchan just standing there. So he said, Betzel Kalisa, and you're right. That's what it says, Legabi, that's the famous one everybody knows. Over here, it says that the Loshon Chazal is Dova Acha. Ten lechochem, it's going on the Pasuk, ten lechochem v'yachkem oid. That when you give a chochem some information, he becomes even more chochem. Dova Acha, ten lechochem v'yachkem oid. So, ten lechochem z'betzal. Ata moitzi, b'shoa sh'om HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'moshe asei mishkan. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe make the mishkan, bo v'om ala betzal, tol betzal, what's the Mishkan all about? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Mashe Shechina inside and teach Torah to Klal Yisrael. So where's the Torah? When we finish building Mishkan, Rabbeinu Moshe ain't kavod shatayr bekach. It's not kavod shatayr, ela onoisin aron v'chag hamishkan. Lefikach zoch shikra al shmoi shem v'yas betzal saron. So, I don't understand. It's the exact opposite of this machloikis. It's the hefech, and the problem is we pask in like Betzal in both cases, and in both cases, and it's a tatar disaster. Here it says that Betzal was first, Betzal said to make the Kalim first, and here it says to make the Mishkan first. And his taina was that where's the Kavod HaTorah? So, how do you understand? How do you understand the machlokes of the two? How do you understand what this again and that's again? It's interesting also, if you want to be a dayak a little bit finer, the psukim that Chazal learned it from, there's not really psukim, it's not psukim where you dash it from, but it's rather applies to a pasuk. Over there, it's in Kohelet, it's on the pasuk of Toiv Chachmul Abaylov, and here it says, Ten Lechachem V'yechkam Oid. Interesting. Both are an Indian of Chachma. There's nothing in the Pasuk itself, Lechura, of Ten Lechachem, or Toiv Chachma Labailov. It doesn't seem to make any nafkamina between the two. Just this Pasuk and this Pasuk, fine. And both of them say that he's a very big Chachem. That's about all the Pasuk says. And in one place, the Chachma was that bias has to come first. So it's a very good time. And here he says, where's the Kavod HaTorah? Something that needs a hesber. It is the issue. It's really a tat to the sasra. There's one more inyan that seems very, very strange. It says that in the pasuk over here, where it says that they brought all the avoda, and it was and they had left over. It says amlochoy sedaya nichnas Moshe to Betzal. So Moshe came to Betzal. Rosh hoisim and Mishkan. He saw it was left over. They did everything that was left over. Amal fakadosh baruch hu b'nei lom asinas melachas Mishkan v'isarnu. We finished the Mishkan and we have left over. Ma nasa b'noisa. What are we going to do with it? Go ahead and make a Mishkan Le'edus. The pashtus of it is that the Mishkan Le'edus means the Oren. That's how to learn. It's not going on the Mishkan, it's going Mishkan Le'edus, which would specifically be the Oren. Which is very strange. And what does it mean? He said, we finished doing everything, and we have left over. So he said, go ahead and make a Mishnah Leidos, which the Pashtus is the Arin. The Mepharshim here are Dan Bidya, but that's the Pashtus. What does it mean? The Arin was the first Kalito Mitzvah on. They had to have it. It's not a Mishnah without it. So what does it mean we have left over? And now I'm going to make the Mishkan Leidos. It's very hard to know. Some Farshim learned maybe there was another and something else also, like a Mishkan for that. I know it's very hard to understand. Agapanim, we need to understand the steers. So we have relating to the Arun, we have the strangest of Chazal that was made of the Neusser. And it's not only strange it was made of the Neusser, it's Ke'ilu. Bezalel finished building, and he says, you know, we have left over, what should we do with it? What do you mean left over? You didn't finish building the Aron. The Aron, it's part of the original Caleb. And then we have the stira of whether the Caleb came first, or the Mishkan came first, and the Aron, as being part of the Caleb, should have come second, and Bezalel said that it should come first. Those are the inyanim that need a beer about the art. So let's be misamic a little bit and understand something about the kalim of the Mishkan and what they are. L'chura, the kalim are the hechetimtzes for Avodas Hashem. In order for us to be Oyved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need certain Kalim. It's just like Adam in this world, the Tzur of Adam is that he can do anything but Dafka through Kalim. So a person can plow a field, and a person can harvest, and a person can grind wheat, make flour, and do all these things, much more than a Bal Chayim. But the Tanai Koidam L'maisa, literally, is he needs Kalim. And without Kalim, there's no Pu'ulas Maisius. So Avedis Adam takes place Dafka through Kalim. So let's flesh out a mashal. So imagine I'm going shopping somewhere, and I look around. I buy a plow and a scythe and. All farming Caleb. So someone will ask me, are you a farmer? I'll say, no, but I'm just buying Caleb. So that's a tat to the sasra. It's something that, what does it mean that I have Caleb when I don't have a platform for the Caleb? If I'm not a farmer, then filling up my garage, my shed with a tractor and a plow and this and that is meaningless. It's meaningless. The Shem Kli is Chal Mikoyach. What am I going to do? So since I'm going to do Inyanim, these become Kli Avoda. So the Oilum HaMitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us is the world of Avedas Adam, and in order that there be Avedas Adam, it requires that there be a chetimtz of Aveda. L'mashal, if a person is not Mizgaya and he does mitzvahs, those mitzvahs don't mean anything. A person is ain't a mitzvah voice, he's not a mitzvah. So they're wonderful things, but if he's not a mitzvah, it doesn't have the Shem Avodah b'chlal, because he's not a farmer. If I'm not a farmer, then these things are not pu'ulas. So the hechetimtze for everything comes before the kelim. The kelim are only shayach when they shtaltzu to something. So l'mashal, if somebody asks me, you know, he'd like to give me furniture, but I'm homeless. The furniture means it's functions of a house. In a house that you live, you have a table and chairs and a bed and a stove and so on and so forth. When I don't have a home, there's no home furnishings because there's no home. The Navi told you, make yourself implements of Golas. In other words, there's a travel kit. So when I'm traveling, I have a travel kit. But house furnishings only shaykh when it's house. So in the world of Avedas Hashem, the needs to be a makam Aveda. In the world of mitzvahs, per se, the kol ha'olam kula is melechol ha'skvaydei, and it's possible to do Aveda wherever you do it. The Aveda, that specifically, the Aveda are called Avedas of a bias. You don't have a shulchan unless you have a bias. You don't have a mizbeach, which is a mokum zvicha. It's a place. The lashon chaza in the Gemara is mashkin base mitbechaya, the place, the kitchen, so to speak. There's a kitchen when you have a house. There's even Kodesh Kodashim has a shem. It's called chadar mitos. There are functions of a house, and kolzman there's no house. There's not chal on it. A Shem Kli. So it's not only the pshat that it's impractical to put down the bed and the chairs and table and build around it, but mitzad the etzim mohus of a bed and a table and chairs doesn't have the Shem of house furnishings unless there's a house there. So in the Olam HaMitzvahs and Avodah specifically, since these are what we offer up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these are Maisa Adam, we need to have a chetintza for it. And unless there's a base Hashem, there's no clear bias. That's the world of Avodah, and it corresponds to us, to the world of mitzvahs, Mamaisim Tovim. There's another Hechetimtze. Let's go back to the Mashal. So, I'm a farmer, and so if I'm not a farmer, then having Kalim in my house to plow the field is meaningless, and doesn't mean anything. Let's go to a different mashal. Imagine I want water in my house, and I'm going to do it by digging a well. So I have the instrument that digs a well, and someone asks me, are you a water producer? So the answer is the other way around. The water is there, and I need a conduit to bring it into my world. So I'm not producing the water, I am drawing the water. The water is someplace else, and my job is to find a way to get it to me. And since the water is deep under the ground, if I make a hole deep enough, it'll come up from the aquifer to the surface, and I'll have it. That's a second echetimtza. In that echetimtza, it's all the way around. I don't say, well, first I'll have a well, first I'll have water, and then I'll worry about making a well. It's the other way around. The well that I'm digging produces the water. It's not the fact that there's water there, I'll make the well. The well will draw the water here, because the water's coming from someplace outside to here. So, I'm at the center of it. Things that I do, I need kalim to do, and those kalim are only shayach if first I start with a mahalach of I want to farm, and then there's a mokum for kalim to be chal, and I do avodah with, and then there is a world where I want to be mekabel from, and I need to shtel tzu kalim for that to come. So, Moshma Davadayma, like chwasted by the Maisa by Elisha with the Shemen, that the Shtel to Kalim, the Shemen comes, or like a well in the backyard. In the Beis HaMikdash itself, it was a focal point for two types of inyanim. They were Haba HaTalia, but they came in very different directions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah Mi-Sinai, and the Nesinas Torah Mi-Sinai is a Dova Kayim La'ad. Zocha al Tishkach Zema Shemarat al Tishkach Zema Kecha B'chorev. We have a chiyuv to remember Matan Torah, because Matan Torah is Kayim, like the famous Targum, V'lo Yosaf, v'targumov le'pasik, koil gadol le'yosef, that the dibur that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave in Sinai stays forever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a mashpia of Torah always, noisen HaTorah, not nosen HaTorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashpah through das and chachma is always there. That what happened at Har Sinai was HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up a mucker, and that became a mashpia for always. The moral explains by Eidus, how come you need al pishayim edim yokum dava? So the moral explains that if you have one Eidus, one person sees something, you're not koveya yet the inyan. I won't go to his house, but al pishayim edim yokum dava, he says means it gets kiyum now. Yokum dova, Pshayim Yokum dova means it is something that is kiyum now. That's Yokum dova. So things have a chiyus only b'shaitoi. Any event that happens existed when it happened. When you have Edim, they exist through the Edim. The Torah mandates that we treat HaGadus Edus as a mitzias, not as evidence. Everything else is evidence, including HaKadosh Erechot. Al pishnayim edim yokum dova, or like the Rama says, exists, HaKadosh Erechot choytchin as a dova al pishnayim, and we accept it as mitzias. So long as there's edis for something, it's a mitzias kayemis. So the shluchas are called luchas ha'edus. So by calling it luchas ha'edus, it means that it's a mitzias kayemis. It's something which exists. As long as the luchas exist, it exists. It's a mitzias kayemis. And b'meila, everyone understands that what exists is HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the noisen HaTorah, as the mashpia. Once Har Sinai, so long as Moshe was there, all the Torah he got, there was no Baal Tosef on it, all the Torah he got was Torah Hashem. When he came down, it stopped, and then there's Leibah Shemaimi, and Torah will never add anything. That's all going on Kamus edition. No more mitzvahs, no more. But mitzad toichen, mitzad echus, mitzad avana, mitzad tfisa, that's nitzchi. That goes on constant. So in the luchas are called edus because what they are something which has. It's like I tapped into a well. When I drill a hole in a well, in a good well, so it's not the pshat, I drew water from here. I keep drawing water from here because I open the Pesach to a place of an infinite amount of water, to a water without a gvul. That's the metzias of this type of kli. So we have one kli that's there to express my mitzias, to bring it out, and there's one kli that's there to be makabel. You even find that hagdara in Tumala Mashal. There's a concept of keli. There's certain kelim, certain inyanim that need a kli as any tool. A fork would be a kli. A knife would be a kli for certain tumas. For a certain inyanim, you need to have a kli kibul, and that's called a kli. There's a kli pa'ula and there's a kli kibul. Both are hechetimtzes for getting something, for doing or getting something that I don't have. But one is to express me outwards, and one is to draw something in for me. Those are the two gidrei kelim. The Mishkan itself, first and foremost, was Mishkan ha'edus. In other words, it was the place wherein there's a faucet open up, there's a well that taps into Maimon HaSinai, and it keeps flowing. Since I have that, it now becomes a makom avoda where I can accomplish, and I can add, do, or best said, carry out that which I was told. So the Mishkan is two things. It's a makom of Ashras Hashchina, meaning, Ashras Hashchina meaning more than anything else, this is a place wherein there's new hashpah coming. It's a chetimtza for new hashpah to come. And secondly, it's a place for me to reciprocate with avoda. That is, it's a makom avoda and a makom Ashras Hashchina. Those are the Rambam says that the mitzvah of building a base of chira is two things. It's a place where we're oile regel, and it's a place where we bring karbonis. Seem to be very, like, I mean, yeah, we'll bring karbonis. You could also say, bring nesachim and menachis and chavitin and amashka seita and there are all sorts of mitzvahs around it. But these are two very distinct inyonim. There's what I do, and there's what I receive. The Aliyah LeRegel is Klapid Ashras HaShchina Shepoy, Lirus HaLirois, and the rest of it is Makom Avodah. Those are two inyanim. Of the Kelim Mishkan, the Kodesh HaKadoshim specifically, and the Aron by extension, are the Makom of Hamshacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why there's no Makom Drisas Adam in that Makom. It's not a makom avoda. It's the makom HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mashpia, and that's why it's cut off from people, because any time we tap into the infinite, it's beyond people's ability to be shayach to. The Kohen Gadol went in once a year only to be mechaper. It's like when I dig a well. A well is not a makom avoda. There's nothing I can do with the well. I might draw the water. Let's say the water flows out, it spurts out. I occasionally need to fix the well if it gets clogged up with junk. But the kli, it's not my pu'ula at all. It's anarabe. It's not where I manufacture things. It's where I receive things from a reservoir that's beyond me. So there's no makom avoda there. It's something that's not shaykh. That's why the aron is ena minyan, the meat of the aron, because that's gufa, the inyan of the aron. It's something which goes beyond the symptom of avoda. Anything that's my pa'ula is measured, because I'm a finite being, and what I can do is finite, and it needs those finite klalim for doing what I'm doing. Masha'en kain, the aron belongs to someplace else, and since it belongs to someplace else, it comes out and it's not shaykh. It's I need to tap into it, but it's not because I made a hole. That's why the water comes out. In other words, if I dig two rows, I dug two rows. That's my pa'ula. If I make a hole, how much water comes out is really totally in how much the pressure of the water and how much water there is in the bottom. It has nothing to do with my pa'ula over here. So we come to the second Nekuda. So A, it's not min haminyan. It also explains the inyan of making the aron mitzad v'hoiser. And I don't know the exact pshat in the halacha, so to speak, of the medrash. But understanding it, let's try to be teifes it. When a person does avoda, and he does what he's supposed to do, that falls in the world of tzimtzum, in the world of mitzvahs, in the world of cut and finite. So whatever Kol Yisrael gave that had shayches to what they needed, we need a mizbeach to make a korbanis, everybody gives her a mizbeach. So anything that belongs in the dai, that chelik constructs the dai of the Mishkan. Even the Aron, again, I'm not sure how, I mean, in the world of Pshat, it could be Chazal here mean, you could see it this way, you could say that Bezalel took all the money as it was coming in, all the stuff, and he had figured you need X amount of Zohav, and then he had more Zohav than that, so he appropriated the X amount of Zohav to the Kalim, and the more than that to the Aron. Possibly that's what Chazal mean over here. But it certainly mitzad the koiches hanefesh that went into it. So in the Mishkan, in the Kalim, the chilek of what a person is giving is the daya. He's giving the chilek. So lemashal, let's say a person has to give maisa, a person has to give choymish. So that chilek belongs to the olam mitzvahs. But the vahoyser, the chilek ha'isol gave because the giving is something coming from inside, not something dictated by the outside, but because something's coming from inside, that's the chilek that belongs to building the aron. That's the chilek that's most appropriate to build the aron with. The aron you build with the chilek, that's the vahoyser, not the vidai. And that's possibly the stira between the two inyanim, the two chazal, about what is the which comes first. In the entire Mishkan, that's exactly what Bezalel told Moshe. V'chiyu toilim ba'avir. I don't stand. He said the chachma is what does it mean? I have beautiful furnishings, I don't have a home. It's logically, it contradicts each other. What does that mean? I have home furnishings without having a home. So you can't have home furnishings unless you have a home. What does it mean? I have a menorah. What do I have a menorah? A menorah is a light fixture. If you don't have an avi, you don't have a menorah. That was true. That was the emes and mahalach of the entire Mishkan. The Aron is the other way around. The Aron exists, the Luchos exist without the Beis HaMikdash also. They're not a product of the Mishkan. It's the other way around. The Mishkan is there to bring out the Hashpah of the Luchos. So Kvodo Shel Torah is mechayev for a person to sit and for the koil, for the baskel yoytzeh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the koil God Yosef, when there's nothing being mekabelit, that's a bizoyim. So we make an oren around it, so the oren is there not as the furnishings of the Mishkan, because it can't have that halacha yet. It's there as the kli kibul that there should be. Moshma Adavadayim, an Adam Gadol is coming to town and he's giving a shit that nobody can understand. But you sit there because that's Kvodesh L'Torah is not that there shouldn't be anyone there. So the Oren for the Eidos, for the Luchos was there first because the Eidos is Mashpia from the Luchos are Luchos without anything also. So I give it the Oren. Also the covet. If you feel the Lashon Chazal, the Bezalel's midah for the rest of the Mishkan was Chochmah. That Chochmah is, there's a Chochmah that's the knowledge of what's needed and what's there. It applies itself to the Metzias around. That's Chochmah. It's the superstructure, whatever's inside it. Just like when we use Chochmah of Teva, we analyze what's around us and we figure out the law that's wrapped around the Metzias that we have in front of us. That's true about Chochmah, and that's the Chochmah is Teiv L'Chochmah and so on. But when you're talking, but there's another midah. It says Ten L'Chochem V'Yechkam Oid. If you hear the ring in Chazal, the Veyechkam Oid is the Vahoyser. That's the, when a person is a Chacham, he starts beginning to think beyond the Metzias. And that Chachma is not, so there's a Chachma that's a practical application. How do I build this? How do I do this? How do we construct a society that's good? Those are chachmas that are shayach to what's there. And the meaningless chachmas, if there's only one person in the world to speculate on how to construct an ideal society, is a nonsense chakira. It doesn't do anything. It's idle. It's not midaki chachma to be choike chakiras that are very hypothetical in that sense. But then there's a dag of ten lechacham v'yechkam oid. When the person says, one second, this chachma is, the chachma is in front of me is a nevia, it's a flow from someplace else. And let's try to take the chachma and swim upstream and see what's going on behind it. That chachma is a higher dag chachma. And that's where Bezalel's in the way he established priorities in building the Mishkan, that's Tev Chacham and so on. Chacham Tev Chacham Tev Lebaleh and so on. Masha Ein Kein, in terms of going back and by the Oren, that was a different darga of Gilu. That was the Chachma of Yechkam. And because that was the Zeh Keneged Zeh of the Oren. We've seen the Rishonim say that the Inyanim of the Mishkan and the Mikdash are the Inyanim of the Mishkan and Mikdash are Zelu Maseh of a person, Olam Gadol, Olam Katan, and even when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, a Mishkan, learning about the Inyanim, understanding the Inyanim, is something that is extremely important for us. Because whether we have it Lamaisa or not have it Lamaisa, but the Inyanim Shaboy, the teachings and the lessons and so on, that applies to us not less than when it was there. When we look at Avodas Hashem, so there seems to us a chalukah, and there is a chalukah between Olam HaMitzvahs and Olam HaTorah. And each and every one of them has its makom. First of all, in terms of halacha, the halacha is if there's no one else, if shasat echerim, mitzvahs take priority, if shasat echerim, Torah takes priority. Which also needs some understanding about the relationship between the two. In terms of a person's development, we spend the formative years in the world where Torah gets primacy, and adrabah, the instructions are to be memayit anything else, and even the Olam HaMitzvahs, to not to put the effort, but to the effort in learning in Torah. And then there's a Hemshech HaChayim, where the Olam HaMitzvahs becomes very dominant and very important. It's an understanding, when we talk about, it's not just a question of which mitzvah. Right? Matzah is Negev Pesach, Sukkah is Negev Sukkis. But there's nothing there of any type of it's just the zman when it's roy for that. It's not like that. That's not the difference. The difference is between Mishkan and Oren, or Luch Haedus. Whatever we do in Olam HaMitzvahs is our Avoida and our Pa'ula. So if a person comes to ask along and he asks, which Se'ifim Mishabur should I learn? We'd say, learn those that are Negei L'maisa. You'll need them because you're not going to do the mitzvahs correctly unless you do it. So if you're not building an erev around town, so erev and leave for last. That's not the so much and so on. That's Olam HaMitzvahs. So Olam HaMitzvahs is where I am taking the tools to do the tafke that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed on me. Olam HaTorah, I'm trying to tap into something that's beyond me. I'm trying to build something within me which becomes a makor of hashpa, which becomes a makor of hashpa further. It's true it needs an effort, it needs an investment of effort. But what I'm trying to get out of it is something very else. It says the Oren is noises noisav. So one could ask a klotzkash and say, well, since the Oren is really carrying everybody, why didn't the Oren just walk over and pick up the Levim, grab the Levim, pick them up, and fly off with them? The answer is, it's noises noisav. It starts with you doing a pa'ula, not different than when you dig a hole in the ground for water. But what happens afterwards when you dug the hole has nothing to do with your digging be'etzim. It now shoots up because the water is shooting up. If a person asks himself, what is the appropriate minimum needed to learn? What's the appropriate, you know, how long should I spend, how many years, how much time should I spend learning until I make a transition? The answer is, until a person discovers within himself something that opened up and is nevea, the nekuda of Torah has to be in a person, not a pu'ula that he did. I learned 3 years, I finished X amount of mesechtis, and that's what I did. Then he's treating it like mitzvahs, within the gvulis and within his maisim. That's what he did. I did the taisvahs. I did the taisvahs means you're treating taisvahs like halachas tefillin, which is definitely, Torah also has a shem mitzvah shaboy. Like we said before, it has a kli of the mishkan also. But then you're missing the boat. What you're looking for is taisvahs began to live in me. I learned something and it began when it began to throb and to take on a life of its own and to be mashpia on a specific, on a lower level, on a higher level, in the general sense, where Torah begins to be mashpia on a person. So that requires a digging so that opens up. But let's understand what our goal is. Our goal is that the person not have done something, but that the person have opened up something. When a person, and anyone who's made some breakthrough in learning, some progress in learning, feels it's like all of a sudden it's coming to me. It's making sense to me. It's almost as if the Torah came alive and started flowing. It's true on a small level, on the skills in learning and specifically Gemara and Chumash, whatever it is. It's again also on a much deeper level, where a person hears the koil God, where a person picks up something and it talks to him, where a person picks up a sefer and the sefer, hashbar begins to flow out of it into the person. That's the tachlis of Torah. And this is the critical time, because once you make a transition, then it's arab. You're doing everything is totally under bias. Whatever mitzvahs you have at hand, that's what you can possibly do. You're limited to your kalim. You're limited to everything. Here, in a certain sense, you're not limited mitzad. You know, the echramar vechramam, it applies more specifically here, because really it's not the size of the hole. It's really how deep it's gone. And how which water you tapped into that makes a difference in what the well's going to be like. A person needs to focus. It's by focusing on the learning. It's by getting into it. It's by understanding. It's just like in a sugya. When as long as you're working, so you learn to teach the words, you learn to do this and this and that. That's fine. The breakthrough is when all of a sudden it hits you what it means. It hits you that, you know, the kasha, the teretz, the understanding, the svara, the gedar advarim, the klal advarim. That moment of revelation means that you broke through to something that's water. It's beginning to flow. It's true in the limited sense of halacha, gemara, in other words, in lamdas and so on. And in a much deeper sense, when a person feels he's made the learning, when it's noises noisav, and again, both pieces are very important. If a person is inspired passively by what he heard from somebody, what he saw, in a certain passive sense, that's nice, but that's not. Then he's still avoided it. That's called the noise. But that's not called nice. That's called not even noise. That person is just a mushba. When a person digs, when a person thinks, and then it begins to well up in a person and to flow, that's when he's at the breakthrough. The noises noisav is the matara of the learning. So in the summation of the Mishkan and the Binyan Mishkan, and applying it to ourselves, we recognize that there's two worlds. One world is our doing. And for that, you need the Echetimza first, you need the Olam HaMitzvahs. You can only do a very klapi the dagger you're at. And the mitzvahs themselves, they have a school of mitzvahs, mitzvah, but it's geireres, it schleps. It's not noises, noisav, it's geirer. So, okay, if I do one mitzvah, I get a little satisfied. For another mitzvah, there is progress, but it's limited. When a person is mashkia and Olam HaTorah, and a person sinks himself, he sinks his mind into the learning and so on, And so the person needs to work. The person needs to work hard. But when he's worked hard and he's broken through, then he finds a limitless hashpah coursing through him. A limitless hashpah opens up. And that's when his tzur and his binyan becomes a mishkan ha'edus. Shabbos. Yeah. It's in Koheles. That medrash is right over here. This one is by us. It's Nun Beis. I had it a minute ago. I have it down here actually. Nun Samat Beis is the Vikua. Nun Aleph Beis, it says right here. Daiva Haisa, you mean? Which one? Rosh Haisa?
Yeah,
so this is where he says, so where does he say the Pasuk here? So, 1 second, I'll just see in a second.
Yeah.
But there's a lashon here. So maybe it's the other one. Let's see. The other one where he said the Vikua. I remember the state. Just wrote it down for that. Nun Sama Fez. That's probably so. Nun. It's all
yeah.
Oh, so this is Telechom Yachvetz. I made a mistake. Okay. Pasach Ba'arid. No. Telechom Yachem Oid. And. No, here it says. Yes, he says. Hey, for the Torah, look out. This is Aram Yachem. Yeah, so he says on this one, yeah.
Okay,
so
question.
Hi, okay.
Yeah.